Ovo je gospodine, osobe koje osete prijetan miris koji je loza svoj stopala, nošen talasima veselog zvuka kroz otvore na ušima, prihvata i predano služenje tebe. Za njih nikada nisi odvojen od lotusa njihovih srdaca. Smisao. Za čiste gospodinove bakte ne postoji ništa osim njegovih lotusovih stopala. I gospodin zna da takvi bakte ne žele ništa osim toga. Reč tu posebno potvrđuje ovu činjenicu. Gospodin također ne želi da bude odvojen od lotusovih srdaca sa čistim baktom. To je transcendentalni odnos između čistih bakta i božanske ličnosti. Pošto gospodin ne želi biti odvojen od srdaca takvih čistih bakta, treba shvatiti da smo mnogo draži od impersonalista. Odnos između čistih bakti i gospodina se razvija, zahvaljujući predano služenju gospodina na vjerodostojnoj osnovi veskog autoriteta. Takvi čisti bakte nisu svetani sentimentalisti, već pravi realisti, jer njihove dolaznosti odobravaju veski autoriteti, koji su svojili činjenice spomenuti u veskoj literaturi i sve su slušani. Reč paraja je veoma značajna. Para bakti ili spontana ljubav prema Bogu je osnova prisnog odnosa s gospodinom. Ovaj najviši nivo odnosa sa gospodinom se može dostići jednostavno slušanje u njemu, njegovom imenu, obliku, odlikama i tako dalje. Iz vjerodostojnih izvora kao što su Bhagavad Gita, Šrimad Bhagavatam, to je recitio gospodin u čistim i nekrivim ljubav.
Yetu tvadiya charanam bujako shagandam ye grantikana vivaraisu divadanitam bhakta vita charana paraya chatesham na kaisina tadidayam guru hakshakam sa. O my Lord, first is to smell the aroma of your lotus feet carried by the air of Vedic sound to the holes of the ears. Accept your devotional service, for them you are never separated from the lotus of their hearts.
O my Lord, also make our safety clear and me is the lotus of his hope, now she passes in the best of the book, as well as the book, and 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 the
Ama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devam Gaudavani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vaskatya Shishtatarine Jaya Sri
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Radha Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
In this verse, we are hearing about devotees who are getting in contact with Krishna by hearing the Vedic sound through the holes of their ears. In another sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam, the words of the pure devotees are compared with wind which carries the flower pollen from the lotus feet of the world.
In the lotus feet of the Bhagavatam, the ancient Bhakti of the Vedas, Narada Deva, where the emotion of
the pollen, yeah, the birth of devotees carry that. Just like a wind may sometimes carry the seeds from a flower and bring it to the earth, and then a flower grows. In the same way, the verse of the pure devotee are impregnated with spiritual force. So if someone hears those words, Krishna consciousness will grow. This is a poetic metaphor. It means that the word of a pure devotee carries special power to reawaken the soul to its lost relationship to Krishna. There is one shloka in Srimad Bhagavatam, Kirata Humindra Kulindra Purkasha Abhira Shambha Javana Kashalaya. It means that by coming in contact with the pure devotee of the Lord, even people who are not connected to the Vedic culture can become pure devotees. In Sri Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, he tells to Arjuna that those who have no connection to spiritual life, simply by hearing from authorities, can develop their Krishna consciousness.
Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says Arjuna, the only who remains who is
This shows us that Krishna consciousness is purely transcendental. My friend Atma Tattva once told me a very nice story. He is a Westerner, and once he came to South India. And he met a Vaishnava who was extremely surprised to see a Westerner with white skin to be a devotee. And so this Vaishnava asked Atma Tattva, who is your, what is your sampradaya? Then you want to know in India what is someone's spiritual standing, you ask him about his family, where he is coming from. That's this Vedic school called sampradaya. So there are four lines of disciplic succession in which the spiritual knowledge is handed down through the ages, and our particular line is called Brahma Madhva Sampradaya. We are all Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Vaishnava. Brahma means that knowledge was first given from Sri Krishna to the first created living entity, Brahma. Madhva refers to Madhvacharya, who was a very astute, a very great Vedic teacher who defeated impersonalism
amandman se odnosi na veliko učitelja koji je bio poznat ono što je
And Gaudiya means from Bengal, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. So that's our that should be our passport. So this Vaishnava, when you heard that we have Brahma that this is our Sampradaya, he was, you know, just completely fascinated. That's also my Sampradaya. How is it possible? So Advaitatma had a book with him. And he shows them a picture. Now, this Vaishnava, he knew Srila Prabhupada. When Srila Prabhupada was a grihastha in Calcutta, he used to have a two-story house, and the upper story was for lectures and kirtan.
And the shop and we are in the house of the Kapuji when we are not
in
the school.
And he was inviting the sannyasis, the disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, to give lectures there.
Because he was sannyasi originally from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati.
So one day, one sannyasi gave a lecture about these two shlokas. I'm not quite sure about the sanskarat. No, it was the other one, where Lord Chaitanya, it appears in Chaitanya Bhagavatam, where Lord Chaitanya says that his name will be spread all into all towns and villages of the world. And then it was also described, then the sannyasi quoted this shloka, Kirata Kunendra Pulindra Parkasha, that even those who are not born in Vedic, the Vedic tradition, they can become pure devotees if they meet the pure devotee of the Lord. So the lecturer in Prabhupada's flat, he asked Srila Prabhupada in the end, do you really think that this is possible? That in the West, where they eat meat, they will chant Hare Krishna and worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And Srila Prabhupada, he answered, see, at that time he was being asked, yes, I know it can be done. And he was very emotionally stirred up and he left the room. So, Prabhupada did it. And
wenn sich die Vogi und das Vaishnava, das in Indien Vaishnava, he remembered this, that there was such an incident taken place in Calcutta, and when he saw the living proof, a white-skinned Vaishnava, he became very happy. See, when we speak of Krishna consciousness, we don't mean a sectarian belief. We mean actually the original consciousness of all living entities. Unfortunately, we are now covered by Maya, so that we do not see our true spiritual identity. Maya basically means to see some sin or someone separated from Krishna. And from this mistake in the perception, there come so many other mistakes are coming. The whole life becomes a mistake. Just like there is this example which is given by Shankaracharya about delusion. It's about a man who goes on the street in an Indian village. Darkness is setting in. The road makes a bend. And on the road, he sees something curly. It must be the famous king's cobra. So he's standing there, not able to move. Sweat is running down. His whole body becomes feverish, and he says goodbye to his wife and children in his mind. So then in the morning, the sun rises. And he looked at the wild cobra and sees it's only a road. So the whole night he was an illusion, and he was sweating, and he was feeling very afraid. That is Maya. We think we are the body. We think we have a beginning, which is birth, and an end, which is death. We think we are, but because we are covered by Maya, by illusion,
and that is
we are sweating. Oh, I have to do this, I have to do that. Oh, here's a danger, here's a friend, here's an enemy. Now, those of us who are practicing Krishna consciousness, we are aware of this. We know that sometimes we suffer due to Maya. And we feel we all should become more free of Maya. And if we are honest, we sometimes think it is very difficult . So let us discuss how to become free of Maya. If you remember, Maya means basically that which is not. That's what you think yourself to be separated from Krishna. In the 11th canto it is described that when the living entity sees himself separated from Krishna, he is overwhelmed by all kinds of fears. But Maya's duty is to encourage you to continue in the wrong understanding of life. In the Mahabharata there is an interesting verse. It describes how someone, actually I told that story already in Zagreb, so I will tell one story of the Buddhist tradition. Also the Buddhists know about Maya. It's about a person running, fleeing from a tiger. He's running away, and he doesn't see, you know, what is called an abyss or where the valley goes. So he falls. And he only gets cold at a little tree, you know. So he's hanging, and down there is the abyss. So the tiger is looking down, and from down there's another tiger who looks up, you know, and wait until he falls down. So at the same time he is seeing a little strawberry, and he's taking that taking the strawberry and eating it, and thinks, oh, I'm enjoying it. He forgets the reality because of this little enjoyment. So in the midst of birth and death and the miseries of material existence, Maya is giving some so-called pleasure. And because we are becoming maddened by this so-called pleasure, we go on. Mainly this pleasure is of course sex life and what is associated with this. The kami works the whole day like a complete ass, thinking, oh, I will come home at night and meet my wife. And the wife takes all his money. Oh, I want to have a new coat. Winter is coming, dear. Oh, we must buy a Fiat. Oh, must go to holidays, to Germany. Oh, why don't you go to Germany and work for me? You see, many you will blame it like that. And yesterday we have joked with nowadays, when you go at 6 o'clock to a Yugoslavian family in Germany, it's only meat, there's meat smell. 6 o'clock.
You just miss a shell, it's not a good thing. I love it, 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 I love it.
Because they are in the heaven, and now they want to enjoy it. I have planetary systems. This Almaya, you know, he's working so much, and it is all going for material sense enjoyment. And he's slaving. Why? Because he thinks, I am together with this woman, and you know, we will have our pleasures. Most people go only on in their life because there is this expectation. It's worse than death to give up this. So, in Krishna consciousness, that gross maya may not be there. But this maya takes on a very subtle form. You want to be a great person. You want to be respected. You want to be known as someone very talented. And this is actually has the same cause as this gross type of maya. The main idea is you want to enjoy, because you do not know that you can enjoy only by through Krishna. The example has been given that we are just like leaves on a tree. These leaves do not enjoy, cannot enjoy as separated from the tree. If you pour some water on the leaf, that won't be enough for the leaf. You have to actually pour the water on the root, and then through the tree also the leaf will enjoy. So because we are part and parcel of Krishna, just like the leaf is part and parcel of the tree, we have to go through Krishna is our enjoyment. And that means we have to come out of Maya, where we believe we are separated from Krishna. This illusion is just like the illusion of there is a snake. It is causing so many problems. By stopping to be a servant of Krishna, you become the servant of lust, of anger, of frustration, of greed, and all these things. But can't we be free? Do we always have to be a servant, either of Krishna or either of Maya? Why not something in between? Some calm state of peaceful existence. Some contemplative state. No, you have to think like this means we do not know who we are. The soul is actually Tathashta Shakti, which means it is middle energy. It is very small, the soul. And it, all this has to be under the influence of something. Just like Prabhupada gave the example of the beach. There's one side of the beach where, you know, it's just at the ocean. Sometimes the waves are over it, or if the waves are not over it, then the dry air is over it. You might notice as children sometimes one runs on the beach to escape the waves. You know that? As children one does this? So this part where you are running is called marginal. This example goes to show that the living entity is either covered by the material energy, which imposes miseries and illusion on it, or exists under the shelter of the spiritual energy. It is either wet or dry. But it is not existing in a vacuum. So we have to choose where we want to stand. Do we want to be in Krishna consciousness or in Maya consciousness? Now to be in Krishna consciousness, it means all wonderful things. It means things like knowledge, bliss, and eternity. Because that's the substance of the spiritual energy. Sat Chit Ananda. Sat means eternal, Chit means full of knowledge, and Ananda means full of bliss. Whereas the material energy means Asat, that means temporary, Achit, that means without any knowledge, full of ignorance, and Nirananda, that means without bliss. This state of pure bliss can only be attained in contact with the spiritual energy. Sometimes there is some pleasure in the material energy, but that is the strawberry given by Maya so that we continue. And it is a rule that you cannot enjoy a strawberry forever.
So therefore it is described that material pleasure, it is called sukha.
Zato je pisano da je materijalno zadovoljstvo zvano sukha.
And material misery is called dukkha. They always belong together. And they always go sukha, dukkha, sukha, dukkha, dukkha, dukkha. Like we saw that when we drove here to from Zagreb to Beograd, we saw this oil pump. Isn't this is an oil pump? This is material life. So in order to get out of the sukha dukkha, we have to be free from Maya. Now, because, see, to be get free of Maya, it doesn't mean you travel to another country or you do something else. It means you have to change your consciousness, because Maya means forgetfulness. You have to actually purify your consciousness. And there's a very nice example which I must tell you, because in this example you will understand everything. It is like there was one story. It was about a person in Neapel in Italy, who one day was found and he couldn't remember who he was, he couldn't remember his nationality, he couldn't remember the speech. No one really understood what was about this person. It's called, I don't know, it was amnesia, right, yeah. Right, it was amnesia.
Bila je priča jedne osobe koja je pronađena u Napoli u Italiji, koja se nije mogla sjetiti i priča na svoje ime na nacionalnosti i govora, to je slučaj amnezije.
Yeah,